Right now, though, we begin with the new report in our series about the Valley's doctor shortage. As the San Joaquin Valley struggles with the shortage of primary care physicians, one group in particular is stepping in to fill the gaps: doctors born or trained in foreign countries. And while the planned repeal of the DACA program is President Trump's most recent immigration policy change, he's hinted at others that could influence the flow of foreign physicians into the Valley. As the fourth installment in our series Struggling for Care, FM89's Carrie Klein explores the Valley's complicated relationship with international doctors.
So I heard you're here for shoulder pain this time.
Yes.
You want to have a seat over here?
Dr. Olga Mayave is a third-year family medicine resident in Bakersfield. She spends most of her time in a Clinica Sierra Vista clinic on the outskirts of the city.
How would you describe the pain? Is it burning sensation? Is it like a sharp pain?
Mayave was born in northern Mexico. From a young age, she aspired to be a doctor like her mother, but she wanted to practice in the U.S. After a high school exchange program in New York, Mayave attended medical school in Guadalajara and was already a practicing physician when she decided to return to the U.S. She had to get recertified here and eventually enrolled in the Rio Bravo Family Medicine Residency Program. She became a U.S. citizen this past spring. After she graduates next year, she plans to stay in Bakersfield.
You know, it's not the prettiest, but I felt comfortable. It reminded me of home in a way. The weather, the people, and I like it.
Throughout California, roughly 27% of all doctors are international medical graduates, or IMGs, like Mayave. Here in the Valley, that number is nearly 50%. Many are incentivized to practice in underserved communities like ours, but they like it here and they stay, filling a critical need in areas overburdened with disease and short on physicians. Dr. Sanjay Srivatsa is a cardiologist and director of the Heart, Artery, and Vein Center in Fresno. He got his medical degree in the UK.
Whether you look at the residency fellowship system, the faculty at the university, whether you look at the Veterans Administration Hospital, Kaiser Permanente, private practice, you will find an enormous contribution by foreign medical graduates.
Our reliance on these IMGs also makes us vulnerable to changes in immigration policy, which many worry could leave the Valley hurting for doctors more than it already is.
I would venture to say that if you removed all foreign medical graduates or foreign trained graduates from the system here in Fresno, it would collapse.
You don't have to go far to find a physician from one of the 87 countries represented in the southern San Joaquin Valley. Dr. Jorge Martinez is from Colombia and is a hospitalist with Community Regional Medical Center in downtown Fresno.
We have people from Bulgaria, we have people from Eastern Europe, we have people from Asia, Cambodia, Vietnam, Nigeria, and it's like the mini United Nations. We are like 26 countries.
The biggest suppliers are India, Caribbean nations, and the Philippines. IMGs are more likely to practice in primary care, where the Valley has 35% fewer physicians than the government recommends. Many of our Spanish-speaking IMGs are graduates of a UCLA program that helps them pass exams and land residencies in exchange for working for a few years in medically underserved areas. The U.S. government also makes these areas attractive. When IMGs come to the U.S., no matter how much experience they have, they're required to complete a residency before they can practice. To do this, most get a J-1 or foreign exchange visa. When it expires, they're required to return home, unless they spend 3 years working in an underserved area. After the J-1, foreign doctors commonly move on to the H-1B visa. That program brings in specialty workers ostensibly for jobs that Americans can't fill. After a certain number of years on the H-1B, doctors can then apply for permanent residency and a path to citizenship. But this past spring, President Trump hinted at changes to this pathway. He signed an executive order in April calling for an independent review of the H-1B program.
Right now, widespread abuse in our immigration system is allowing American workers of all backgrounds to be replaced by workers brought in from other countries to fill the same job for sometimes less pay.
Deepak Ahluwalia is an immigration lawyer in Fresno. He says, sure, the H-1B program could use some improvements, but too many doctors is not the problem.
If we specifically talk about doctors, that policy won't work because, as we've discussed, they're having a problem hiring doctors here or finding doctors here.
Before the executive order, the administration had already made one change. It revoked expedited processing of H-1B applications. Ahluwalia doesn't know what happened locally, but elsewhere, some IMGs were forced out of the U.S. because they couldn't get visas quickly enough to hold on to job offers.
So it didn't work out too well this time. They reinstated it after obviously realizing the huge blunder. And one can only hope that any other policies they think of in the future, they're actually going to consult with doctors. They're going to consult with areas that are designated by the government to be underserved.
A few weeks ago, the Wall Street Journal reported the Trump administration was also considering restricting the J-1 visa program, but no specifics have emerged. Even if immigration policies remain unchanged, many health leaders worry recent anti-immigrant rhetoric could be enough to scare away aspiring international doctors. Michael Peterson, Associate Dean of UCSF Fresno, is concerned. Right now, 31% of his graduate residents and fellows are IMGs.
They're roughly a third of our trainees. And so to lose that number would be a significant deficit in terms of the physicians we'd be putting out into the communities.
There's no indication yet that doctors elsewhere are thinking twice about emigrating to the U.S. Applications for H-1B visas did drop this year, but it's too early to determine if it's a trend. Nevertheless, most health authorities I spoke to said waning interest from international doctors is a major concern.
Push my hand with your face. That doesn't hurt.
Back in Bakersfield, Olga Mayave points out if she were looking to undercut American jobs, this was not an easy way to do it. To practice here, doctors like her have to repeat years of training and exams they already completed in their home countries.
And I knew it was extremely competitive and hard, but I really wanted it.
Now, the U.S. government will have to decide how much it wants international doctors. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.
This report is the latest in our series, Struggling for Care, a reporting project about the Valley's doctor shortage. You can find more of the stories online at kvpr.org. The series is part of the California Health Journalism Fellowship, presented by the USC Annenberg School of Communication.